AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have been returning to the most heavily damaged part of the Gaza Strip after Israel lifted its closure of northern Gaza in accordance with the ceasefire with Hamas. Karen Chamas has the report.
Massive crowds of people carrying their belongings on foot stretched along a main highway running next to the coast. On returning to where his home once stood, one man told the AP, "This is our house. It's a pile of rubble. We didn't take any money or clothes or anything. We left them all in here, under the rubble." The return was also seen as a rejection of President Trump's suggestion that large number of Palestinians be resettled in Egypt and Jordan to enable what he described as a cleaning out of Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel says a Hamas list of the 33 hostages to be released in the ceasefire's first phase shows 8 of them are dead. The next release is expected Thursday. U.S. public health officials have been told to stop working with the World Health Organization effective immediately.
A memo from a top CDC official tells senior agency leaders to immediately end any collaboration with the WHO. President Trump issued an order last week to start pulling the U.S. out, but that requires congressional approval and 1 year's notice, among other things. Experts say the sudden stoppage in working with the WHO is a surprise and would hurt work on dealing with brewing health threats around the world. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate has confirmed billionaire investor Scott Bessent as Treasury Secretary, and Pete Hegseth spent his first day on the job as Defense Secretary, with President Trump set to sign more executive orders.
On removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of COVID mandates.
On Wall Street, tech stocks took a hit amid concern about a Chinese competitor in AI. The S&P lost 1.5%, the NASDAQ 3.1%. This is AP News. It'll be the Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl, and Ed Donahue reports Kansas City's looking for a three-peat.
The Chiefs beat Buffalo 33-29 to win the AFC Championship. Tight end Travis Kelce says the mission is not complete.
We get right back to work. Like I said, we got bigger goals, and we got a hell of a football team over there in the NFC that's playing just as good as anybody that we've seen. So and we know they're going to have a sour taste in their mouth from the last time we played them in the Super Bowl.
That team is the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat Washington 55-23 to win the NFC title.
The guy has been clutch.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni credits quarterback Jalen Hurts.
He's won a ton of football games, but you ran for this many yards. We don't care how we win. We don't care. If we rush for 300 and pass for one and we win, great.
2 years ago, the Chiefs beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.